Jerry of the Circus. Jerry of the Circus.
There's Mr. Hadley now, Ray. Go get him, boy. Mr. Hadley.
Oh, hello there, Jerry.
I was just looking for you.
Well, what's on your mind this time, Jerry?
I wanted to ask you if you found out anything about Belko yet.
No, I haven't. I took your tip seriously and looked through all his things, but I couldn't find a thing stacked against him. Are you positive the man he was with in the restaurant last night was Conetti? The fellow on the picture Spike gave you?
Well,
you have to be pretty sure about things like this, Jerry.
I might have made a mistake, but honest, Mr. Hadley, I don't think so. No, I'm sure that's who it was.
I wish I could have been there with you.
Hey, listen.
What?
That's Belko's music now.
Well, I had hoped, Jerry, of getting something on Belko so I could place him under arrest. But I didn't find anything, and I just can't arrest him if I haven't anything to arrest him for.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
You know, when he went out of his dressing wagon this morning, I went through his things with a fine-tooth comb.
Maybe if he had any of the counterfeit money, he gave it to that other man last night.
Well, that's possible.
I sure wish...
You wish we could get something on Belko because you still think your friend Spike didn't have anything to do with this counterfeiting. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is. I'm just as sure that Spike didn't do anything as... Well, I'm sure, that's all.
Yeah, here we are. I'll have to wait here until Belko finishes.
He's just getting some now.
Yeah, sure, eats up that applause. Look at that grin on his face. Yep, Belko thinks Belko is pretty good.
Mr. Hadley.
Yes, Jerry?
Did you say you looked through all of his stuff?
Everything I could find.
Did you look through his costume, too?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean, did you look all through that outfit he's wearing now?
Well, there's nothing to look through, Jerry. He just wears those tights and that leopard skin and his sandals.
And that big belt.
Oh, yes, yes, and his belt.
That's what I mean.
Now, what do you mean, Jerry?
That belt.
I don't believe I get you.
Well, I was just thinking. You know, he's awful careful about that belt.
Careful?
Yeah. I've noticed how he always feels to see that it's on and sort of past it.
Hey, what are you driving at?
Well, I just thought that maybe it might be one of those trick belts that have a secret pocket in it. I had one like that once.
Nonsense, Jerry.
Well, you can't tell.
Oh, you're just grabbing at a straw to find something.
Maybe so, but he's mighty careful of that belt. He always takes it off just as he finishes his act.
And... Here he comes now.
What, Ray?
Well, your act went very well, Belko.
My act goes very well, Ray. Belko is a real attraction. Oh, hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Yeah, the audience gave you a big hand.
Yeah. People, as a rule, appreciate a real clever turn. Well, excuse me, I'm a hurry in dress. I have something to attend to.
Okay, Belko.
I will see you after a while.
One thing certain about him, he sure likes himself.
See, look it.
Yeah?
See him take the belt off?
Well, there's nothing unusual about that. He's carrying it loosely. He wouldn't let it swing freely if it had any importance.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Well, if you say there was anything in that belt, like counterfeit money, for instance, he'd carry it differently. He's just sort of swinging it along. Say.
What?
Hey, come to think of it, that belt wasn't in his wagon when I went through it. If it was hidden pretty carefully. Yeah, I'm not going to pass up anything, Jerry. I'll pay your hunch. I'll get to that belt somehow and examine it.
Well, let's do it now.
Oh, we couldn't do that very well. I'll just have to wait until the right time presents itself.
Oh, I know how you can examine it right now.
But how?
I'll have Rags get it.
Rags?
Sure. I'll tell him to go grab it out of Belko's hand and he can bring it to us.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Jerry.
Oh, he can do it. Honest, he can. He did that trick for a long time. When I used to go get Dad's evening paper, I'd carry it just like Belko's carrying that belt.
Oh, what's that got to do with it?
Well, just before I'd get to the front porch, Dad would call Rags, and Rags would grab the paper and run to Dad with it.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Now, we could go behind that wagon there, and Rags would bring it to us. By the time Belko ran after him, well, we could find out all we wanted to know. You could look through it and see.
See, it's a wild idea, Jerry, but it might work.
Let me do it. Come on, let's get behind that wagon.
All right, hurry.
Here, Rags. Come on, boy.
Belko's just about at his wagon steps now. I hope Rags can get there in time.
Oh, you just watch him go.
Go ahead, then. Tell him to get it.
Rags. Now, listen, Rags. Get the paper. Get the paper, Rags. Bring it to me right away. Hurry up now. Go get it.
But Jerry, you told him to get the paper.
Sure, because that's the way he was trained. If I said to get the belt, it would confuse him and he wouldn't know what to do. He watch him now.
Why, look at that. He grabbed that belt just as pretty as you please.
Sure, I told you he would. Look at him come a-running. Yeah, but here comes Belko right after him. Here, Mr. Hadley. Here, take the belt and look at it. Nice, Greg. You're a good dog. Yes, you are.
Well, look here, Jerry.
What is it?
Well, you're right. Here's a little pocket on the inside. Uh-huh.
Find something?
I'll say I did. Plenty. I'll just take one of these bills. He'll never miss them, any.
A counterfeit?
Yep. Look. Yeah, looks like you've discovered something, all right.
Hey, here comes Belko. Hurry.
Hang that dog. Come here. Bring back my belt.
There. It's all closed up again. He'll never be the wiser if he doesn't see it.
Here, right. Come here, I say. Now, where did that dog go?
Here, right. Take it now and run. Hurry.
Oh, so there you are. Come here. Come here now. Drop the belt.
Good. He didn't see it.
He didn't miss it before, though.
A miss is as good as a mile.
Yep. Well, we'll wait a while now.
Look, Rags dropped the belt.
Yeah. Belko's got it now. That's all he wanted. Here comes Rags back again.
I told you he'd do it.
He's all right.
Here, Rags. Oh, nice, Rags. You're all right. Yes, sirree. I'm going to get you a nice big bone for this.
Jerry, I've got plenty to work on now. Belko must have several $100 worth of that counterfeit money in that belt.
What are you
going to
do?
Well, I'm going to check over every move he makes. In fact, I'm going to get busy right now.
Did you notice he said he had something to attend to?
Yes, I did. I'm going to find out what it is.
You can arrest him now.
Yes, I can, Jerry. But I'm going to watch his next move. And if I'm not far wrong, I'm going to find out something very important. Just as I thought, Jerry. He's going right to the post office.
You gonna follow?
You bet. Come on.
There he goes, over to the parcel post window.
Stay right here, behind this post now.
Okay. But hey.
Yeah?
What about the policeman you said to be here?
Now, they'll be here all right. You see that man at the window over there?
You mean that clerk?
Yes, but he's not a clerk, Jerry. He's a T-man.
A T-man?
Yep. That means a Treasury Department man. I had to get him to come down here and pose as a postal clerk.
I don't think I understand you, Mr. Hadley.
Well, you see, Jerry, this case is out of my hands now that the mail's entered into it. So I had to get the Treasury Department operator to cooperate with me.
Oh, I see.
Only a T-man or some federal operator can open the mails and work on this case now.
Oh, where's the other policeman?
That's them standing over there by the counter.
Oh, I see. I was looking for policemen in uniform.
No. No, I purposely told the captain to send plain clothes men. We don't want to scare our suspects.
I never thought of that.
Look, Jerry. Look. Belko's got a little package.
Uh-huh.
Now, you keep out of sight, Jerry. I'll be right back. I want to talk to those detectives.
Okay.
Boys?
Yes, Matthew, what is it?
That's the man over there. That big fellow.
We figured as much.
Now, listen. When he starts out, stop him. Get in conversation with him. Talk about the circuit and his being a strong man. He likes to talk about himself, so I don't think he'll have any trouble stalling for a while. While you're talking with him, I'll examine the package.
Yes, sir.
Try not to arouse his suspicion, but hold him. Now, keep your eye on him now.
Mr. Hadley, he's starting out now.
Yes, I see. Here. Just stand close to this corner. We don't want him to see us.
There he goes.
Good. They stopped.
He's talking to those detectives.
Uh-huh. Now, wait here. I'm going to check on that package.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm Hadley, Mr. Harrison.
Glad to know you, Inspector. I suppose this is the package you wanted my help on.
Yes, that's the one.
I've taken the name and address down. It's being mailed to Martin Tonetti, General Delivery, Silver Springs.
Good. That's our man on the other end. Now go ahead and open it up. Well, it looks like this case is about closed.
Here we are. Hey, this is a catch. Counterfeit, all right, and plenty of it.
Great. Now, you'll carry on from here.
You bet I will. We'll put this right through the mails, and when Tonetti calls for his little package tomorrow in Silver Springs, we'll be right there with a nice little surprise party. We'll pick him up so fast he won't know what happened.
Okay, I'll take care of Belko.
Belko's voice is the strongest man on earth. There's nothing Belko cannot do.
You don't say.
There's one thing you can't do, Belko.
Oh, hello, Hadley. What's that I cannot do?
Well, you can't talk yourself out of a nice long stretch in federal prison.
What are you talking about?
Arrest him, men.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? You cannot do this.
Oh, can't we, though?
I haven't done anything. If these hounds have robbed me...
How about that package of counterfeit money you just mailed to your pal, Slippery Tonetti?
No, I didn't mail any package.
Of course you didn't. You're not even here. You're back at the circus. Well, I'm afraid you'll have to think of a better one, Belko. We've got you red-handed. All right, men, take him away. I'll be down to headquarters in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Hey, this is an outrage. You can't do this to me.
Tell me about it, Mr. Hadley. What happened?
Hey, you're right, Jerry. That package contained counterfeit bills, lots of them. He was mailing them to his pal, Tonetti.
Now they'll let Spike go free, huh?
Well, how do you figure that, Jerry?
Well, you know it was Belko who was passing the money now.
Yes, we're pretty sure of that.
Then that lets Spike out of it.
No, not necessarily. He's probably mixed up with Belko and Tonetti, too.
Oh, no. Spike didn't have a thing to do with it.
Well, we'll have to wait and see about that, Jerry.